Hello, welcome to Shelf Respect, the book podcast focused on both craft and chaos of fiction. I'm Max McCoy. Join me as always, challenging Karen Bass for mayor of LA. It's Jamie Golden and Aaron Moon.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we are recording this the day after that election. Wow.
Because so now, he's going to run again, right?
Right. He'll be in. Yeah. It's the first time an incumbent LA mayor has had to do a runoff in 21 years.
Ugh.
But here's the thing. You know what? It's kind of comforting. California thinks they're better than us. You're not better than us.
Yeah, big economy, whatever. You're still messy.
You're still super messy. Girl,
you were in a foreign country when your city was burned to the ground. That's a problem, okay? That's a problem. I don't want to tell you, man. Okay, in this episode, we will be snake drafting literary characters who would probably definitely be MAGA. Aaron, you are showing some discomfort. Do you want to talk about the history of your discomfort with this episode idea, or do you want us to do that?
No, I want you to.
Okay.
Because I want to hear it from your perspective.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
So we're always, when we're kicking around episode ideas, the first hurdle is is this just a good idea? And the second is is there enough to make content with it? We were throwing out an idea, I won't say who, it was me, about literary characters who would be in the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Aaron had a big physical reaction. I was concerned she thought that was just a bad concept idea. It turns out she was wanting to be sensitive to some of the more difficult aspects of the Epstein files.
The child,
right? Which
rape,
is a very reasonable
thing. The
child
take. Rape. It's yeah. fair. Yeah, yeah. No, it's fair. Now, I was 100% on board and thought it would be super fun to do. Super fun. And
sure.
So it was disappointing. You think it would have been easier if we had done in the Epstein files, but it was Jeff Epstein who planned the 250th Freedom Concert? Because his name is also Jeff Epstein.
That's tough.
What are you talking about?
That's crazy.
Yes, his name is also Jeff Epstein.
There's so many failures of decision-making. Number one, you change your name. Go by your middle
name.
Number two,
yeah.
Don't hire the guy named.
You know who would be great to plan a party for us?
Jeff Epstein. You know him. Not the other
party planner. This party planner.
This one.
Yeah.
It's like all these AI company CEOs named Sam Altman. And it's just can we change any of this?
On the nose.
Yeah. It just feels weird. So,
no, it's fair.
So we're doing, honestly, I thought the MAGA angle would be potentially spicier. I am not entirely sure a lot of people who are hardcore MAGA read, so I don't think they'll listen to this.
Brutal.
I think they can read. Brutal. I just don't think they're probably I can't wait to listen
they're
to the
They're definitely not listening to
combo.
Us. They're definitely not listening to us. But yeah. before we get to all of that, though, in honor of America's 250th birthday, your friends at Shelf Respect love America, and we want her to keep her promises, okay? James Baldwin famously said, "I love America more than any other country in the world. And exactly for this reason, I insist on the right to criticize her perpetually." Mm. And we want to do what James Baldwin couldn't do and have some merch. So we have, if you go to knoxandjamie.shop, you can pick up a hat, a tote, a shirt. If you use code USA, 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 it'll be in the show notes. You can get a little discount on your purchase, and you can have something fun to wear. You won't have it in time for the most important thing, which is this weekend is the president's birthday, and they are having a celebration of wrestling, fighting,
UFC.
Know. UFC. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
he earned it. I feel like he's earned big old Selly, big old celebration,
big old hey, Selly on the lawn.
Hey,
he's had a great year. He's had a great year, guys. Okay,
he's doing great. So again, all the links for that will be in the show notes.
Okay, so I'm excited. God, Aaron, the body language doctor.
Aaron's going fetal, around the mic.
I'm fine. I'm great.
Now, if you want to plead the fifth on all your choices, that's a coward move,
no,
but you're allowed to do that.
I won't
if you
do
want
that.
To.
I won't be doing that.
She shows up to work.
I have good options. I'm very excited about that.
I will say, can we talk a second about broad strategic approach? Because this is a category where I feel like you can pull from the low branch of the fruit tree and get there pretty fast. I tried to get real weird with it.
Oh, I pulled from the low branches sometimes.
That's okay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I've got one that I'm like, this is obvious, but it does need to be said. So I'm excited to see where we land. So we do need to pick for draft slots.
Oh, look so forward to see what this is.
Okay, well, this is great. It's always very indulgent. When I was at the beach, I did read Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea.
Oh.
So we're going to be picking from the three characters, basically, in that book, which is the Marlin, the sea, and the old man. So you can pick one of those three characters, baby, and that's all there is in that book. So, Aaron, since you're so uncomfortable, I want you to pick first.
I'm going to choose the sea.
The C has gotten you the first overall pick, Erin.
Great. The C is the only thing I like of those three. Yeah. I'm going to choose the Marlin.
The Marlin. Jamie, that has gotten you the second overall pick.
Okay.
I am the old man, and I will have the third pick, third and fourth in the snake draft. So, Erin, without further ado, please kick us off.
Okay. I am going – I'm trying to decide what I want to do first.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to go – Mr. Tumnus from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. All right. This fawn, this goat man.
Sexy fawn.
Yes.
Sexy fawn.
Very sexy. Jamie loves an indoor scarf, as we know.
Yeah.
He starts off already in the employ of Empire. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's essentially an informer to the government for illegal immigrants who just happen to be white children this time,
yeah,
because this is a land of talking animals. Definitely at one point was chill with children being imprisoned.
Uh-huh.
And then when became proximate to those children, he was like, wow, I shouldn't be a person who is okay with children in the White Witch Detention Center. But it's like when men sing misogynistic lyrics about women all through their 20s. And okay, then they have a daughter and they're like, as a father of a daughter.
As a father Tumnus, to the daughter, the yes, son of a woman.
Husband to a wife.
Yes. Mr. Tumnus is very like, my best friend is human. Okay. Mm. So we're like, but instead of being like, I am of the opinion just all the time that children should not be imprisoned. That feels, it feels like something that we should all agree on. But
wait, but not. Like all for...
Wait. Yeah, what's that Macaulay Culkin Elijah Wood movie where Macaulay Culkin was killing people?
Yeah,
that
kid needs like to go to jail. Erin.
Okay,
children?
Not murdering children. Okay. These are traumatized British children okay, that we're talking about who have not
aren't
murdered anyone.
British
hold on. One of which sold his family out 15 seconds
absolutely,
into the new place.
Absolutely.
Are they the greatest
true,
kids? And I don't know.
Edmund? Also, probably MAGA. Not that.
Erin,
that
do you know what J.D. Vance would do to Edmund? Like, out of the gate, he would cook that guy so
yeah,
hard, honestly.
He would. I think, you know, and then I think another aspect of this is that he never experiences consequences other than getting turned to stone, which I feel like is...
That's a big consequence.
But then Jesus, yeah, the Jesus lion Aslan Jesus breathes on lion, him and it's fine. So it's like nothing hurt him. He yeah, didn't get like sent to prison. He didn't have like to pay reparations to anyone.
You don't think post-stone he's got a little arthritis in his hip?
I don't think that's enough. Okay, no, that's not okay, enough of a consequence.
Okay.
He gets put into a position of power and influence after he does this. He's an advisor to King Peter and King Susan and King Edmund and Queen Lucy, which is an insane monarchical hierarchy, by the
it
way.
Is. It is.
So now he's in a position of power and he just continues to escape consequences. He follows power and just is kind of subservient to it. Who's holding the sword? I'm going to go with that guy.
Okay.
Maybe he's got a kid going to college and he's got a kid.
He doesn't have children.
Okay, fair.
He's perpetually, he's famously single and apolitical. So.
No, he's no.
No, he's very political.
Some could argue a little incel-y, maybe, you know?
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
He's trying the scarf thing out. He doesn't know if it works, but he's trying. He doesn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I had Mr. Tumnus as a little, got a little Bill Cassidy, got a little Thomas Massey to him, you
mm-hmm,
know, like cozy up to the Empire.
Yeah.
But then be like, no, vaccines and the Epstein files. We do need to hold that accountable.
Yes. One.
And
that's,
then they get turned. He get primaried. Those got primaried.
Turned
and then they got turned to stone.
And then they have arthritis for the rest of their lives.
That's
a good one.
Choice.
That's
good
pick,
Erin.
Thank you.
Okay. Jamie, board
okay,
is yours.
So my approach to this, because I was like, well, how do you go about this? Do you just pick rotten people and be like rotten people? No, I don't. I want it to be more nuanced than
sure,
that, obviously. So I looked at the voter study group and it gave, there are five types of Trump voters, which I would call the classic MAGA. Okay. They fall into five categories. So I have picked one of the categories for each of my picks. And so the first one is, they don't call it this, because they call it like staunch conservatives, American preservationists,
uh-huh,
free marketers, anti-elites. And then my the smallest and my favorite category is just the disengaged.
Okay.
So, which feels just like lazy. But I have picked a category called anti-woke America, it's better when it's white, which is heritage, not hate. And they use phrases like real Americans.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good nuance too, because I think if you listen to this, I don't think this is purely like Republicans.
No,
I think this
no.
There are a lot of people I feel like voted for Trump out of like, I don't like these two options,
yeah,
or I want to give the establishment a big middle finger. That's not really who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of sloppy, like he could murder someone in Times Square and I wouldn't give a rip about it.
Ear bandage people.
Yes.
Oh yeah, people that wear the ear bandage to mm-hmm. Publix. Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's so good. Okay, yeah. So this is probably the low hanging fruit because it's just too on the nose, but I couldn't resist. And it is Tom Buchanan from The Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Okay. He is probably the most anti-DEI character in all of literature. Truly, he basically is constantly saying the civilization's going under all the time. Let me just do a couple quick quotes because he is a big fan of eugenics, and he has this is imagine your uncle ranting at Thanksgiving saying this: civilization's going to pieces. I've gotten to be a terrible pessimist about things. Have you read The Rise of the Colored Empires by this man Goddard? Well, it's a fine book and everybody ought to read it. The idea is if we don't look out, the white race will be utterly submerged. It's all scientific. It's been proven. So that is your uncle. That is also Tom Buchanan. Imagine also at the same meal, your looks maxing cousin is sitting there and pops up and says, it's up to us who are the dominant race to watch out, or these other races will have control of things.
Wow.
Listen,
you know what the craziest thing, like in the 20s when eugenics was having a moment, we were also discovering dinosaur fossils at the same time. And the audacity and balls, frankly, to be like, no, I'm seeing these giant lizards being dug up, but I know what the prime race should be mm-hmm. and like who it should be and how it
yeah,
should be.
Yeah, it's definitely people who go, I just don't know about that Zohar Mamdani. I get that he's filling potholes, but we can't just let anybody be doing anything, you know? We need to stick
like that,
to what we know.
That got left out of the Baz Luhrmann adaptation.
It did. It definitely
unfortunately,
did.
It should have been there as well. So that's my choice.
That's great.
Okay. That's a good one. I'm going to go somewhere to you, Jamie. This is the low hanging fruit. I would be remiss if this character didn't get chosen. But there's a lack of subtlety that my other choices will have. But I just feel like this is the number one. All respect to you, Aaron, with Mr. Tumnus. This is the Victor Wembanyama, the LeBron James the draft.
Okay.
And it's Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
No, okay. So there's a song about him. No one's slick as Gaston. No one's quick as Gaston. No one's neck is as incredibly thick as Gaston. Sub in Trump for Gaston. And that's the White House doctor's medical report every time he goes in. This guy is very suspicious of intellectualism. Do you remember the scene where he's like, how can you read this? There's no pictures in this book. That's Trump. That's 100% Trump. More wow. pictures, please. Let's see. He literally forms a mob to attack Belle's father and have him institutionalized when it serves like his like romantic goals. And he just calls it defending the community. Just defending liberty and freedom.
Yeah.
It's not an insurrection. It's defending the country. Mm.
What else is Guantanamo Bay for if not to defend the Constitution?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, Kill the Beast. That's his campaign rally. That's his foreign policy. He invents a threat in the form of the Beast. He mobilizes or uses fear, mobilizes the village, and leads a mob himself. That's a guy radicalizing his base against an outsider. Mm. I mean, it's kind of right there. It's kind of obvious. I feel like Gaston would be number one Trump guy.
100%. Like he's doing the Elon Musk, Heil Hitler move at a rally. Like as he introduces.
Mm-hmm. He's just stretching Trump. His shoulder, Jamie. That's not what that was. He's just stretching his shoulder in a very specific way.
So it's the little guy that he's in love with. What's that about? Like,
I think the little guy's in love with him. So. Oh, okay. Yeah, not to, you know, everybody can be in love with whoever they want to. But I think Gaston's pretty on the record.
Not in MAGA, it's not.
Not in MAGA. Gaston wants to hook up with the twins or Belle and or both at the same time. So that's
ideally all three at the same time.
No matter
canonically,
their age.
That's what he's about. So that's my first pick. It's back around to me. I'm going to go, I'll make it a little spicy here. I'm going to go King David from the Bible. So think about the specifics. This is a populist insurgent who is notable for taking down an establishment giant, Hillary Clinton or Goliath, whoever you want to draw the conclusion with, does it with an unconventional approach, the sling and rock. He's anti-elite. You can tell he's like, we got to drain the swamp, King Saul, Philistines. We just got to stop. We got to stop with this. Before he was king, he spent time fighting for the Philistines to undermine some of the interests of Israel, Russia. After he was king, the Bathsheba moment is literally grab her by the P word, essentially, in Bible terms. Mm-hmm. He's got some real scumbag sons who are deeply corrupt.
God, for real.
They are repeatedly overlooked and forgiven because he's just a flawed vessel. He's a man after God's own heart. So I think
King David, weirdly attracted to his daughters at any point in scripture or no?
I don't know if that shows up in the text, but I wouldn't be stunned if it was.
Right.
So I've got Gaston and King David. That's my
those are good. Many wives buried in a variety of places.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Jamie, back to you.
Okay. So this category of MAGA voter falls into the category of one issue voter who ignores everything else, no matter how truly
don't
horrific.
Don't you do it.
Listen, and this is in the scheme of MAGA voting, it could be abortion. It could be red dyes in your Fruit Loops or whatever, right? And people just kind of get focused on that one thing, and then that's all they can think of. And so I was trying to think who in literature did have like some weird vibes around health. And that is, of course, Willy Wonka.
Okay.
All right. So he likes a controlled environment. He does like purity. When he kills the children, he's like, because if they're contaminating, they're contaminating it. And it feels on the vibe of like a pure race, but it's also like only people who follow our rules. As a reminder, he says he engineers what people eat, how they eat it. And it's all about appetite, right? When he's like, Gloop overeats, dead. And I'm telling you, let me tell you who the MAGA Mahas hate, fatties, okay? when Violet consumes all that gum, it's like, it's because she's, is it because, is that a version of she's eating too many fruit roll-ups and those are not good for you? And then he treats all of the behaviors that these kids have like moral diseases, right? If you don't care about what goes into your food, well, I hope you love America because it's ruining us if we don't care about what are the ingredients. It's like those people, if you ever see on TikTok, those people that go into the grocery store and they just pick up an item and they turn it around and they show you and they read it and like, I can't even pronounce this. Why would we put this in our bodies? And it's like, you dropped out from a community college when you couldn't even pass basic math. No offense, Aaron.
Hey.
No offense, Aaron. That wasn't pointed. It was just off the cuff, but then I realized it as it came out that it was a problem. But listen, he seals off the factory from the outside world. No new people because they have weird taste in foods. We can't have beans on toast. And he eliminates nearly all the human workers, which is also a little vibe. That's a little adjacent to what a lot of people would do. And then he really does depend on all the Oompa Loompas. I put this with Maha being like, you have to, we depend on the Maha influencers who are explaining to you how you need to eat 180 grams of protein a day. And every ingredient is monitored and the process is monitored. He believes that self-restraint is a virtue. And I feel like that is very much in the Maha brand. So he's a germophobic genius, and I think they would highly praise him for it.
I also think he's some of the subtext of the movie is he just crushes with the old people, like Charlie's grandparents, the four elder bed chairs. They talk about Willy Wonka, like, oh, Willy Wonka, he's the best. It is kind of crazy though. That gigantic factory, you know, there's some tax cuts there, like breaks. Oh. No local workers,
and using all the water up in their community, and then they wonder why their water bill is so high. They're like, what happened?
Willy happened.
Yeah, that's Willy Wonka. Right. Okay, Aaron, back to you for a back-to-back.
Okay, this is kind of a little bit of low-hanging fruit, I think, but I do think it needs to be said. One of my favorite aspects of canonical MAGA men is that they love an authority figure. They cannot wait to be subservient to an authority figure.
It's true.
And let me tell you who gives big tell me what to do daddy energy. That is Roger from Lord of the Flies.
Oh, he does.
So Roger is second in command to Jack, who is like the real, that's like Trump, and Roger is a MAGA voter. So he's cruel. He's given the impetus to explore it further. He starts off real quiet. And he like looks like he's a man of the people because he's like, hey, should we like take a vote? So he doesn't want to be in control, but he wants to know who the powerful person is so that he can follow him. He loves a dominant authority figure while looking like he's a big tough guy. He loves him some Jack, who uses fear to implement what is essentially fascism on the island. And then we know that Trump once answered a reporter's question with the phrase "quiet piggy."
Oh,
and Roger right. also quieted a piggy by yes, rolling a boulder on top of him.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's Roger's definitely voting MAGA. Yeah.
Aaron, did y'all watch the Netflix like reboot?
I haven't yet. No.
They take some liberties with the piggy scene because.
What do you mean?
Well, Marlo was watching it. So me, my son, and Marlo watched it, and you know, obviously I've read it. My son read it. Marlo has not read it yet, so she was like, "This seems like it'll be fun," and we're like, "Okay, pause.
Hold on.
This is not going to be fun, right?" So she was quickly like, "Okay, who's going to die?" And so we told her so she would keep watching. Piggy, like, they don't kill him instantly. It's like a slow death that, like, he's concussed and, like, he bleeds out, like, from his ears. It's kind of rough. But what they do with Roger and really what they do with Jack is really, really interesting.
Oh, it was
really
okay. Well, I'll have to watch it. I'll have to watch it for sure.
But it confirms everything you're saying.
Good. Okay, good. And then my second pick is Jamie was talking about her categories. I believe this person would fall into the disengaged category. Okay. And that is Kathy Trask from East of Eden.
Kathy
Trask is actually the devil incarnate. She's a sociopathic narcissist who just like leaves a trail of bodies, literally and figuratively, behind her. Steinbeck introduces her by saying, "Some are born without sight or limbs. Kathy was born without the desire to do good." And also, he was like, "She has a malformed soul." Mm-hmm. She does not give a shit about anybody. She definitely wouldn't go to her son's weddings. She would definitely refer to her sons as someone she knows.
Right.
Like, that they've, I've known them a long time. Kathy gives, like, feminine Gold Rush Joker energy to me. Mm. Just chaotic, doesn't care about anyone else. And so she's going to vote for the person, if she votes, honestly, she's going to vote for the person who gives her the biggest tax break at her brothel, I think. And that feels like she would vote MAGA for that.
Now listen, Kathy in East of Eden, until Kathy shows up, meh, good writing. Great. Agree. Writing. But when Kathy shows up, it's like, do you remember when Urkel would walk into a Family Matters episode? He'd be like, "Oh, what?"
But it's What's also going like on? It's almost like Stefan Urkel walked in.
Oh, and it was even
like
better.
even a higher grade. But I, you know, Steinbeck talks about how his ex-wife is the inspiration behind Kathy, which is so dark
that's brutal.
So brutal. Because, I mean, she is essentially, like, evil incarnate. Like, that's her whole point.
She's misunderstood.
No, she's not. She is not misunderstood.
And the little bit, I stopped. That's when I kicked up. I'm like, I'm going to read Prince of Tides. I'm going to work on Karamazov. I want to come back and start over because I want to, like, ramp up to Kathy appropriately. Mm-hmm. She's so rich. I love her. That's great.
She's great in a terrible, terrible way.
In a terrible way.
Beautiful. Jamie, back to you now.
Okay. So the next MAGA voter that I think you need in any rundown like this is you need the one that goes, "You know what? I'm not MAGA, but I can make money being MAGA." You know, grifters. You know, we could spend all day here naming all the grifters who used to be liberal, Candace Owens, and made a lot more money being MAGA. Elon Musk, all the president's children. You can make a lot more money being MAGA, and this hurts me. It hurts me. So I do want to specify that this character is specifically from the books that I did not read, which is Draco Malfoy. Draco Malfoy.
Oh, Draco's on my list too. And I specifically put it on there. Like, I'm going to stick it to Jamie. No. He'd be like, "Ooh, complicated feelings."
No, because I don't even know
good
him.
For you.
I don't even know that version
she
of
doesn't
him.
Know. She doesn't know. She only knows the redeemed version.
I only know the redeemed, hot, sexy, can pull everything off Draco. But that's my Draco's liberal, and this Draco is not. This Draco, of course, inherited wealth, political access, strategic investments. Okay. Very status based networking. He knows everybody with power, and he will be able to take advantage of people in a really profound way. He can buy out any failing business. If private equity is Draco Malfoy's middle name, which is a weird middle name for him to have. But he is the perfect example of almost like a Tim Cook. Like, you're like, he's charming. I like him. He cares about privacy, but also he keeps buying up all the things, and all those things are horrible.
He's not actually charming or
likable. Yeah.
Or like he's
charming in the, he's got a little charm to him at the end of the movies. That's the only version I know of him from the canon is the movies.
You know, I'm rereading them with Cyrus right now. Yes. And so I'm just reminded of like, what a little he is. Like, sucks so hard.
Listen, to me, he is very Elon Musk. Like, he really lines up with the Elon Musk of all. Like,
no, more... he's not even as smart. He has no original thoughts.
Listen, but I think we've all been tricked to think Elon. What is our evidence that Elon Musk is smart? Did he create anything in that company? No, he inherited it. That's not Tesla. Doesn't that's named for Nikola? Like, that's not even him.
My man's about to be this world's first trillionaire.
Right?
He's smart about something. Starlink. Starlink is an impressive product. Full stop.
Sure, but impressive product that he just funded. He didn't create it. He didn't.
I think he had a hand in it, I thought. But I agree with you. Draco His intelligence is overblown.
Right. And I feel like with Draco, it'd be like, no, he's smart. He's a Slytherin. He was the best Slytherin. Is that a thing? He was the Valedic Slytherin. And so he was very good at it. But he's a problem because he just has that house. He's got that manor. It's just full of all the library books. He's not letting anybody have any access to them.
I think he's albino Kendall Roy. That's what he is.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's exactly who he is.
Sadly.
He gives very, I'm the eldest boy energy.
Yeah. He does. And he is. Like, he doesn't have siblings, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So perfect.
That's okay, a good one.
So that's Draco Malfoy.
That's a good one. Okay. I've got a back to back here. I've got a couple people still on my board. I thought you were going to take one. So I think I'll leave that one on the board. I'm going to permission to take a couple. Okay.
Oh, permission granted.
Oh, okay.
And you can hear you can hear it. And if you want to revoke it, I'll listen to that. Okay. I've got Nick and Amy Dunn from Gone Girl.
Oh yeah, that's good.
So good.
Those are excellent.
Amy's entire strategy is false victimhood. Okay. The grievance is I have been victimized in all of these ways. My ex boyfriend tried to rape me. Barney from How I Met Your Mother tried to rape me. Nick moved me to Missouri, which is a location rape. That is her whole thing, was grievances. Her diary is basically the Fox News of the movie, specific false propaganda spouted by useful idiots on TV.
That's good.
For Nick, he fails in a big city and has to move back home to Missouri, where he opens a bar with a sister. That's incredible MAGA energy. He immediately rationalizes an affair with a barely not teenager. That's big MAGA energy. Mm-hmm. And then most importantly, he stays with Amy at the end, despite everything that happened. So think Ted Cruz. He called his wife ugly and alleged that his dad had a hand in killing JFK, still caped for him. This is J.D. Vance changing his tune on Trump. This is any male voter who's like, I'm only voting for him because of the debt, no new wars, and getting rid of political corruption. He hasn't done any of those.
God, that's good. That's an excellent choice. I like a couple being MAGA, where they're like, they double down. Like, they hate each other.
Yes.
But this unites them.
Yeah.
It's like that couple in, was it St. Louis a couple years ago?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking with the guns.
The guns. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they're very differently.
What are they doing?
Yeah. What are they up to these days?
I'll find out.
Yeah, often. Okay, yeah. Good.
Okay, I'm going to go. Is this my last?
This is your last one.
No, I've got one more, right? I've got one. No, it is my last one. Oh, yeah. Man. Okay. I'm going to go the old lady who swallowed a fly. Old lady who swallowed a fly because credit to her. She correctly sees a problem. She swallowed a fly. She calls it out. And I think, unfortunately, just because she correctly saw a problem, it doesn't mean she also knows how to fix it. Like, I think what led to the MAGA movement there were some issues like weaponized identity politics, big pharma, zero border control, governmental bloat. Those are real things. But like the old lady who swallowed a fly, the MAGA movement has only made things worse. Like, her response to the core problem, I swallowed a fly, is to introduce a bigger problem to try and solve it, swallowing
right,
a spider.
Right.
And then when that is a problem, her solution is an even bigger problem, the bird, which is like every MAGA policy proposal, like immigration is a problem. Let's do tariffs. Tariffs cause inflation. Well, what if we do more tariffs? Okay. Well, inflation is causing an issue. Let's do some layoffs. Let's do tax cuts for billionaires. ICE agents are killing people. Okay. Let's do the Epstein files. We didn't release all the Epstein files because we're in some of them. That's okay. Let's do aliens. Let's start a war with Iran. Like, that's the approach. Is like, eventually you eat a horse and you're dead. And I feel like the old lady swallow fly kind of encapsulates.
Oh my gosh. That's so perfect, because I saw a news article the other day that we're like, pastors were brought to an Airbnb in Nashville.
I read that. That was insane.
That's Aaron. Do you know about that?
No.
That they were bought. They were bought by who? The FBI. The FBI.
Two men who would not identify themselves or who they work for or what even they do.
And then they told these pastors, they're like, "You need to prepare your congregations for finding out that there's alien life on Earth."
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I do love that these two guys were like, "They won't tell anybody."
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They'll keep it chill. They'll keep it so chill.
Keep it chill. Ah, that's an excellent choice. Excellent choice.
Thank you.
Just editor's note, Mark and Patricia McCloskey, they were charged with a Class E felony.
Ooh,
they bargained it down.
They had to.
They pled guilty to misdemeanors. They were then pardoned by Missouri governor.
Of course.
And now they've had their records expunged, but they haven't gotten their guns back.
And now they're on the Supreme Court of Missouri.
Do you want to know something wild?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
They went to college at a Methodist university.
I also went to college at a Methodist university.
Yeah, but you're not toting a gun.
I know,
but Black Lives Matter protest.
But it doesn't keep you from it. It doesn't keep you from
it. Do you have amnesia, Aaron? That's not that wild. That's actually very reasonable.
I guess that's true.
Great one.
All right, Jamie, back to you for the last one.
My final choice, and this was difficult because I have a lot of, I feel like, quality, high-end also-rans. But I am going to go with, this is a very nuanced MAGA person. It's the MAGA person that you don't know is MAGA, but the signs were there.
Mm.
And it's the influencer who talks about one thing all the time. And I will say they normally do fall into the category of the trad wife influencer who you're like, but they're like trad light. They're just like, no, I'm going to help you make recipes. And I'm just going to show you tricks to help your closet function better. It's very casual. And then one day you look up and somebody goes, hey, will you tell us if you're MAGA or not? And they're like, blocked. Will you tell us if you're MAGA or not? Blocked. And y'all, in literary terms, that is Laura Ingalls from Little House.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just felt like an explosion come from a thousand stars.
I'm sorry. She did say the only good Indian is a dead Indian. I do think that's our clue. And when you go to the subreddit, if you go to the snarky or get off my internet, you're going to find a whole section on Laura Ingalls in the same way that you'll find a whole section about Lisa Turkhurst. We're going to be like, uh-oh. Is she a problem? Is she a problem? Listen, this is how you know. This is one of the most jealous characters. She has so much insecurity about people who are prettier or more talented than her. She's constantly f***ing about her sister, Mary, being hotter than her. And I do think that is an energy of a lot of influencers who are like, I'm hot. Look how hot I am. Look at my Chanel bag. Don't say that I'm not hot. Blocked. You're blocked. It's just that gives energy of like, and so she just loves the idea that there would be a government in charge that would help you not just internet block people, but block them and send them back to their country. You know, she does really like white people. You don't really see her interact with anybody who's not white in a kind way. And so I look forward to you all trying to make a case for Laura Ingalls in my DMs, but you would be incorrect. She is.
This MAGA. Is this. I say this out of respect. Is this a rage bait pick? Possibly.
Listen, who among us? Who among us here at Harper's Bazaar, that makes sense if you're a hardback, would not create a rage bait option. So
I love it. I respect it. Yeah, I respect
you.
It. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Aaron, you want to wrap us up?
Yes, I'm going to wrap us up with this is Denethor, Steward of Gondor from Lord of the Rings. At one point, Gandalf asks Denethor, if you've seen the movies, you know Denethor as the guy who like manhandles the barbecue, the tomato at one point. He's just like really going to town on
getting
a tomato.
Yeah.
So Gandalf essentially asks him in the books, he's like, if you could make the world by your own will, like what would it look like? And he says, I would have things as they were in all the days of my life and in the days of my long fathers before me. very much like a make Numenor great again type of thing.
Right.
He calls the hobbits witless halflings. Okay. That feels pretty aliens.gov to me. Yeah. Like, that's reductive. That's pretty racist. So,
bad hombres.
Yeah. Kind of stuff. Yes, yeah. Exactly. He has, you know, he's not the main guy. He's holding the place for the main guy.
Yeah.
Again, loves to be subservient to authority figures. doesn't want to give up his power when he does. And he likes one of his sons more than he likes the other one. And
best true of all parents.
No, it's not. That's not Stop true. Saying That's not that. True.
They always have a favorite one. You guys.
That's not true. So definitely Denethor, Steward of Gondor, would be
God, that hair, MAGA. That hair is MAGA.
Yeah.
Like for that sure. greasy, mm-hmm. but like I still wear it. Listen, there are so many MAGA voters who have their hair much too long, like in their well into their 70s.
Yeah.
And it's like, we get it. You've got luscious. Greasy locks.
Yeah, it's I think beautiful. You can wash it it's and cut vaguely it reptilian. We get it. Quit bragging.
We get it.
Okay, Jamie, any also rans you want to hit?
Okay, I did think that a modern day clavicular is Peter Pan. Just, you know, not wanting to age in any way and supports hotties only. Okay. I did have Mr. Collins from Pride and Prejudice. Because despite being a pastor, he's pretty racist in classes.
Also, not despite being a pastor.
Well, yeah, true. Fair enough. I also had, from the Chronicles of Narnia, I do think if I was looking for someone to rally people around an idea that is not completely believable, it is Lucy. She could get it done. She could be the person.
She's a little Susie Wiles kind of figure.
A little Susie Wiles, a little Jenny McCarthy. Like, get you on board. Yeah. And then my last one is Jo March from Little Women. I know that is also a rage bait pick, but listen, she just is looking for that financial autonomy. She will walk over any pores to get there. Like,
yeah.
She's very motivated. And so I would put her also in the MAGA group. What about y'all?
Those are good. Aaron, what you got?
I think Tamlin from A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Tamlin is definitely sure
MAGA. Yes. Inspector Javert from Les Mis.
That's a good one.
Big time. And then this is a comic pick, but old Steve Rogers. I know this is upsetting.
No, that's a good one. It was I had a list of like, I had like tough calls and Steve Rogers was on my tough call list.
It's like I think he just belongs to a different time and he's, you know, he looks back at that time with fondness.
Because that's when the woman he loves is alive.
Yeah. And also because he got real hot and swole and also we were beating up bad guys. And I think people who want to beat up bad guys too much, like there's a violence in them that they need to address, frankly. Yeah. So
that's true.
That's a great list.
Those are mine. What are yours, Max?
I had Captain Ahab. That's what I thought you were going to take, Jamie. Captain Ahab.
That's a good one, though.
Like Trump, he's a bitch about grievances kind of guy over doing anything productive. It's purely about revenge. Also has a complicated leg situation like Trump. You know, he's missing one. Trump feels like he's going to be missing one soon. And then both obsessed with white whales. Just obsessed with white whales. Obsessed. You know? You know what I mean? White, like wealthy guys. That's what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Except Zoran, his real love.
You may do it again? No, both obsessed with white whales. Right, Aaron?
So true. So good.
Got him. You know, bang.
Trump gives a little Jack Torrance from The Shining, too. Like a little bit like...
Jack Torrance reads. So, well,
increasingly paranoid, instability, kind of, you know,
isn't against doing it with an old lady in a tub whose body's rotting, you know?
Yeah, because he wants only the young.
Kind of mixing up conspiracy theories, you know, with like, just fair. Like peddling conspiracy. So there's something there.
Yeah.
And then I had, obviously, let's go back to Narnia, had Aslan. It's right there.
Wow.
Oh, there's your rage bait.
Wow.
Aaron, how you feeling?
Would you care to explain yourself?
I'd love to. Do you have a minute? Because I have a lot of bullets here. Like Trump, very unruly hair. He doesn't comb. when he returns, his vibe is like, we got to make Narnia great again. Is willing to make deals with foreign rulers that are incredibly destructive. Pretty ambivalent to the plight of everyday Narnians. You know, he's just like, what's been going on here? Huh? Oh, it's stone? It's eternal winter? Oh, is that bad? I don't know. Got some. He only gets engaged when the kids come in. That's kind of weird. That is some kids show up and he's like, hey, what's up?
Trumpy.
What's up?
No.
Huh?
Oh, no.
You guys are young, aren't you? What's that like? Huh? Let's see. Is technically the overseer of a place where innocent citizens are being detained by ICE? Come on, Aaron.
It's right there.
You're right.
Oh, it's right there. He definitely has a photo in his, where do lions stay? In their little cave?
A den? Or is it just like the outside of Pride Rock? What's like the hangout spot? Like the communal space of Pride Rock?
Like a resort. They stay in a resort.
I don't think they do.
I think it's a den.
You know, he's got in his den, he's got a photo with him and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
For sure.
But he was so nice to me. He was so nice. He gave me all these. He gave me great.
Yeah, it's like stuff is problematic here on the ground, and he's in a foreign country.
It's a lot. It's Big Ted Cruz like leaving during the heating crisis or whatever.
That's exactly what it is.
And sending JD Vance to be like, go get on a 24-hour flight and see if you can fix all this.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the vibe for sure.
So I asked, where do lions stay? And Gemini, which again, we don't know, says across the savannas. So the savannah was what I was trying to remember. But,
truly.
Nobody said den. So nobody said lion's den.
I said den.
No, I'm saying the AI.
The AI.
I know. Zoologist does not say den. Sure.
Aaron, the Google I'm looking at, it says African lions. African lions. There's like they thrive in grasslands, open woodlands, scrublands. These open areas are what they're looking for.
What is the lion's den? It's in the Bible.
So they're specifically like not den.
I am now understanding based on my own Google search that I have let biblical propaganda.
Aaron, you're MAGA.
Really,
you're King David. You're basically King David.
Form my understanding of where lions live, and I do apologize for that.
Incredible. Okay, that's gonna do it for this episode of Shelf Respect.
All right, you guys, don't forget we have some fun Americana merch if you're looking for something to wear to America's birthday party that you, I'm sure, have planned already. You can go to the links in the show notes. Don't forget, everything we talked about is in those show notes, and we would love to see you talk about it, too, on Instagram at ReadWithShelfRespect or on Patreon at patreon.com/shelfrespect.
Ask your pointed questions, declare your intentions, or start a respectful fight in the comments with one of your enemies just to eventually become lovers.
I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on the internet at Jamie B. Golden.
I'm Erin Moon. You can find me on the interwebs at Erin H. Moon.
I'm Knox Coy. You can find me on the socials at Knox Coy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
The end.